Follow up on a couple of things from yesterday. And this is thanks to a listener. Appreciate getting this in the email. Gus sent me an email, charlie@wsgw.com, by the way, to do that for me. You can always reach Dave, dave@wsgw.com, or pat@wsgw.com, and we appreciate what you send us. But I was making reference yesterday. I was just saying, hey, you know, I got the ice rink filled.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And just waiting for it to freeze up, which, by the way, I think maybe another day is all I need. You know, just, you know, the top surface is real nice, nice. But because ice freezes from top to bottom, it's below.
Yeah, right.
Still got it. I think the end of the rink where it's like 3 inches will be okay. It's the other end where it's a little uneven. I got 6 inches of water that has to freeze a little deeper.
I was going to say, the last few nights, though, really helped, right?
Oh, very much so. Yeah. Very much so. But Gus sent me a picture. I don't know where this is. I've been trying to find out, but I haven't been too successful. But this is from Barstool Sports. Check out this ice rink here, guys. And I got a picture here at the Morning Team show page. Now this.
That, wow. Now that's an ice rink.
Now that's a Cadillac of home rinks, isn't it?
That is my future. Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to accomplish. I'm going to have to move, obviously, because it looks like there's a mountain in the background.
Yeah.
Maybe Canada?
It could be.
Yeah.
That looks like it might be a full size.
Yeah.
And there's a lone figure, and it looks like he's doing the home Zamboni there.
Yep. He does. Yeah.
He's got a little bit bigger size than my trash can PVC bit in Zamboni. Looks like he's got this thing hauled up on some kind of wagon, and he's hauling it around there. But, wow, that's gorgeous. And look at the sky on that thing. That's just that. I mean, just the setting.
Yeah, it is.
Brilliant.
Alone just, you know. Beautiful. Fun to skate, but I'd be looking at the sky. Wow. So if you want to see this picture, again, Gus, thanks for sending it to me through my email. I've got to post it to the Morning Team page, and you can check it out. Just, wow.
Well,
you can only dream of something that gorgeous.
I told you, you know, why not try to, you can't get it to that size, obviously, the rink to that size, but maybe just a little expansion in the backyard.
I could. Take a little excavating.
Yeah.
But not saying it couldn't be done.
Then we could have like 3-on-3 games going on.
Yeah. I mean, right now it's definitely 2-on-2.
Yeah.
But good for me to practice my own hockey that I can get out there and do some skating. So.
Right.
So that's one little follow-up. Just wanted to mention that. The other follow-up, yesterday we were talking, remember we had the reference about Michigan's smallest city.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
We were talking about it right here in Aranac County. We have Omer,
right,
which has the sign, mm-hmm. which says Michigan's smallest city. But then there was a reference to Pilgrim.
Pilgrim. Leland County.
Yeah, you're familiar with Pilgrim?
I've heard of it.
I never knew it existed. And but Pilgrim are now claiming to be smallest as far as population goes. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Trying to do some research, because I know that people weren't being able to sleep last night.
They were wrestling with which is which.
Well, and there could be both.
Mm.
So using, of course, the famous online source Wikipedia.
Yeah, right.
Omer, Michigan's smallest city, both by area and population, as of the 2020 census, it says here Omer had a population of 259.
Oh, well, Pilgrim only had like 11,
didn't it? Yeah. And it says here Omer's area, 1.16 square miles. Very small. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I went to Pilgrim, and it does list Pilgrim, located in Crystal Lake Township in western Benzie County. The community was officially listed as a CDP as of 2010. CDP, what is a CDP?
Yeah, what's that?
It is a census designated place. The census designated place means it now has officially defined boundaries and population statistics that allow it to be part of a census. That's a CDP.
Okay.
Nowhere do I see it listed here as a city.
I was going to say, it doesn't sound like that meets the description of a city.
Which is why I think you mentioned it yesterday, too, mm-hmm. Dave. I think you said. Because mm-hmm. it says the permanent population of Pilgrim is 11.
And they're all like over 70 or 65 or 70.
And it says Pilgrim is the least populated of the 159 census-designated places in Michigan. So I think there's the definition.
Yeah. Okay.
Might have to contact an official in Omer to find out, because they would, I'm sure, like to be officially proclaimed as. I'm sure they don't want to change any signage on the road.
They don't want to change their moniker after all these years.
Well, we're all about, you know, being honest and making sure that we have the facts here. But Omer is listed as Michigan's smallest city. Pilgrim just listed as being smallest, designated by its population as a census-designated place.
Yeah.
And the area of Pilgrim is only 0.35 square miles, so that's definitely smaller, but not as a city.
Well, what gets me all the time is you'll see they throw places up on a weather map when they're doing weather reports or whatever, and they'll have some name, and you know that all it is a crossroads where there used to be a gas station or something, and they've got it down as a town.
I think in my area,
people in Tyre should take shelter immediately.
There was a place just like that, I think, in my stomping grounds of Omacombe County. It was called the town of Mead.
Mead.
I think it was just a crossroads.
Right,
it was like an intersection.
Yeah.
But it had signage. But I don't know if it even had a population. You blinked and you missed it. But there you go.
Well, I can go about my day
now. I know you can. I understand that. But you know what's going to happen now. Now we have talked about that. You know that at some point, very soon. Mm-hmm. This is going to come up in general conversation again, because we've just mentioned it, the town of Pilgrim or something, or the census-designated place of Pilgrim is for whatever reason, now is going to appear, and we don't know why, but it will. I promise you it will.
I just don't want to make the Pilgrims mad.
But I wonder if there's any, is it so old that it has that connotation to our nation's history? I don't know.
Anybody by the name of Wayne live in that town?
Hey, Pilgrim.
Very nice.